Hello, hello, and welcome to the New Mindset Who Dis podcast. My name is Case Kenny at case.kenny on Instagram, and this is my weekly podcast where I create short, no BS episodes dedicated to helping you be the person you're meant to be, leave your comfort zone, and live a fulfilling and purposeful life. Let's go. All right, welcome to episode 196. Hello, my friend. Welcome to a fresh new episode of New Mindset Who Dis, and I hope you're doing well, keeping your head up, making the most of this weird time. And even though it is a weird time, I really do think that right now, quite literally, is the best opportunity you'll ever have to take a good hard look at who you are, and then who you want to be, and figure out the best way to make that distance smaller. Now is the perfect time to do that. And, you know, I've always done the podcast to help you do that. And I call my content pocket tots, tater tots that you can just keep in your pocket and pull out for a delicious and convenient snack whenever you want. And I think that today is no exception. Today's a pocket tot for you. It's something you can carry around with you. It's something that right now, amidst all of this uncertainty, you can take to understand, make part of your mindset, and then carry it around with you in life, taking it out whenever you need it. That's the vibe here. And that's what I want to do for you today. Just some pocket tots for you, my friend. And I've got some tasty ones for you. Something that I think is well-timed, certainly, for both the stillness that we're experiencing right now, as well as the chaos that we're experiencing. Like, life right now is in the middle. And I think more than ever, it's a good time to figure out what it is that you stand for, what it is you stand for. So excited to hop into it. Here's my quick 30-second promo. Thanks for not skipping it. And thank you for supporting me and the journal, the New Mindset Journal. If you're interested in grabbing one, head over to newmindsethudis.com. The journals ship fast. You could start what I think is the most effective 60-day journaling habit you could ever have. So thank you. Holler if you have any questions, and boom. 30 seconds, and we're done. Heard that before, LOL. But here's today's topic. Here's the headline. I think now is a great time to say, I am not afraid to be alone. Like literally and figuratively, to say, I am not afraid to be alone in what I believe, in who I am. I think now is a great time to stand for something, to choose something that defines you, that guides you, that makes you happy, and to then stand for it no matter what, no matter what's happening in your life, to live your life. And when faced with an issue, with an experience, with a person, with a problem, whatever, you can look at it and you can use that thing to give you two options, to either say, namaste, I welcome this, or to say, nah, I'm out of here. This isn't me. This isn't for me. And to be confident in that, to be confident in standing alone in who you are, to be confident in saying, I'm out of here. This isn't me. Because all because you have something that defines you, something that you stand for. And when you do that to the title of this episode, you really do simplify your life because you give yourself two options. It's 50% namaste and 50% I'm out of here. You have that respect for yourself to be able to make that decision. 50% that says, this is me, this is who I am, this is what I stand for, so I welcome this experience, I welcome this person, I welcome this perspective into my life. Or 50%, nah, this isn't me, this isn't who I am, this isn't who I want to be, this isn't who I want to be with, so I'm out of here. That's the vibe, and this has been a really great guiding light in my life, because for the most part, I know what I stand for. More on that in a minute. You know, I can look at anything that is potentially troublesome or frustrating in my life, and I can either say namaste, or I can say I'm out of here, because I know what I stand for and what I do not stand for, and it makes decisions easier for me. And so I'd love for you to join me in standing for something and make that thing, that something, your thing. Just stand for something. And I'm talking specifically here about an adjective. an adjective that is 100% something that you can control in life. And it's really amazing to realize that in life, there are, of course, so many things you can want to be, so many things you can want to have, but next to each is either a checklist a mile long or unrealistic requirements or just plain luck. It's like the joke that, you know, you're applying for an entry-level job that says it requires 5 years of work experience. Like, what is that? Because, you know, in life, there are so many things that you can't control like that. Or it's going to take a long, long time to become that person or get that thing. Or you need a lot of luck to get there. But the one thing that you absolutely 100% can control in life 100% of the time is what you stand for. That adjective that you make yours and you stand for. And you're not afraid to stand for it alone if you need to. You're not afraid to tap into that 50% of, nah, I'm out of here when you need to. In life, you can stand for anything, literally anything. So amidst all those options, amidst all those possible adjectives you could stand for, why not choose one that is kind? Why not stand for something kind? And then make that your legacy. Make that your thing. Because in my opinion, standing for something is just, it's cool. It's just cool. It really is because, spoiler alert, I'm about to tell you to stand for actually being kind. Like that's the adjective kind. And that's cheesy. It is. I know it is. But I wouldn't tell you to do something just because it makes for a banging Pinterest quote. That's not my vibe. This is me talking. And in life, I've learned that standing for something gives you purpose. It gives you a North Star. Because to my point, there are so many things in your life that are uncertain, the opposite of a North Star. There's so many doubts and what ifs, hoops to jump through. And you're human, so you're going to spend a lot of time wondering if you're doing the right thing, if you're going to make it, if you're going to be successful, and so on. There's no escaping that. But amidst all of that, wouldn't it be great to always be able to come home to something that is you, that's not going anywhere, that defines you, that is your thing amidst a list of things that you want to be and don't have yet? That's what standing for something does for you. Stand for being kind. That's what I say to do. Stand for being kind, a kind person. And again, I'm just a dude. I'm just a guy living in Chicago. I like house music, lifting weights, and responsibly drinking a light carb seltzer with the fellas. But I think standing for kindness is a serious, serious power move. As dainty and soft as that sounds, I think it's a power move. It gives you purpose. It gives you purpose when you feel like you don't have any. It gives you an identity while you're discovering who you are. It gives you a smile, even when you probably have a lot of things to frown about. That's what standing for something does. That's what standing for being kind does. And when you stand for being kind, stand for being the most kind person you can be, and you make that your thing, it's super easy to approach pretty much everything in your life. Because you make it simple. It's either namaste or I'm out of here. You know, you're still a flawed human trying to figure things out. You're going to mess up a lot, but you can still stand for something amidst it all. And that's a power move. And I say, make your power move choosing kindness. Make that your thing. Make that your legacy. To be more kind, to judge less, to just exude kindness and empathy and optimism and acceptance. That is an ability you 100% possess. And I think when you make that your thing, you're going to be a lot happier. And you're going to make an impact in the world. Like, that's a bonus. That's pretty great, right? And it doesn't require you to not be human anymore. You're still going to be human. You're still going to be selfish and not perfect. And that's okay. But you'll stand for something. You'll stand for something that just makes you an incredible source of energy that brings you to connect with more other people and yourself. You'll stand for something that simplifies how you make decisions. You'll stand for something that will quickly teach you who is right for you and who is not right for you. You'll stand for something that clearly shows you who in life deserves a namaste and who in life deserves a respectful, hey, thanks, but no thanks, I'm out of here. And I think it's cool to stand for kindness. You know, I'm all about, you know, boiling things down to brass tacks. And in life, I like a good challenge. I'm competitive, whether it's push-ups or whatever, I'm competitive. And the reality of life is that it's very easy to be unkind. It's very easy to judge, to hate, to talk shit, to gossip, to be hateful or hurtful, to be unfaithful, to be dishonest, to play the game. But being kind takes some cojones. It requires character and strength. And as a human, you're meant to challenge yourself. You're meant to stand for something. And that's why I think it's a great thing to do. It's tapping into your who you are as a human to stand for something. And to not just be to stand for it, but remember that that's what you're going, that's your legacy. You're going to be remembered for it. That thing, that adjective you choose and live is what you're going to be remembered for. You're not going to be remembered for being a dope vice president of sales or an effective senior marketer or a researcher with just an incredible eye for detail. Nah, no one cares about that. You're going to be remembered for that thing that you stand for, that adjective that you stand for. You're going to be remembered for how you touched other people, how you made them feel, what your impact was in the world around you. You know, you're going to be remembered for how you showed up, what you did with that thing you stand for, and how that was a difficult choice amidst the menu of much easier human choices, but you chose it anyway. And so I say, make kindness the thing you're going to be remembered for. No BS, no overthinking, just be kind. Just be kind. Assume positive intent. Give people the benefit of the doubt. Don't talk shit. Don't hate. Don't be spiteful. Don't judge. Just be kind. And of course, I can't sit here and say I know exactly what that looks like in life, but when you take a step back and you say, okay, I stand for being kind. Well, then, again, we get into decision-making, and now your decision-making becomes 50% namaste and 50% I'm out of here. And with that, and with that thing you stand for, it's going to be clear whether a decision is one of kindness or not. And that's how you'll come to really, really stand for that thing, through your decisions. And again, you don't have to say, I stand for being kind, isn't over the top. It doesn't mean you have to volunteer at a soup kitchen every weekend or give away all your belongings and open up a school in Nepal. You certainly can. I think that's freaking amazing. But more realistically, you can just make a commitment to making decisions in your life from a place of kindness, from a place of that thing you stand for on a daily basis, both in how you think and what you say and what you do. Assuming positive intent. When someone says, hey, you look tired, you don't take it that they think you look like dog shit. When your parents ask you why you're still single, when your friend forgets to respond to your text, when someone is fumbling in line at Starbucks and you're late for work, when you get rejected from a job or don't close a sale, you're just kind. You're kind to yourself and you're kind to them, other people. You assume positive intent. You recognize that, hey, everyone is human. Everyone's doing their thing. Everyone's doing their best. And then you can react in the same way. You can react in a way that feels good. You can choose, you can choose to fume and be pissed off. You could say, hurry up. You could say, what the fuck, Deborah? You can say, get out of my business, mom. Whatever. Or you can just react with kindness, right? You could just react to kindness. Or to what I'm talking about here, you can also just completely remove yourself from that experience completely. You can say, you know what, respectfully, I'm not ready to namaste right now. I'm out of here. I'm out of here because I really want to stand for kindness and I can feel that I'm not ready in this situation. This is not my place. I am not the person. I don't fit here with who I am. So I'm just cool to be alone for a little bit. I know what I stand for. So I'm out of here. Right? And that kind of simplifies things, doesn't it? Making a decision like that, committing to being kind, it's a great way just to make better decisions in life. And it's never a weakness. It's never a weakness to choose kindness, to choose I'm out of here. It might not always be recognized. You might be overlooked. You might appear soft. You might be forgotten, taken for granted. But I'm serious in saying that standing for something is the best thing you can do for yourself. It gives you something that comes from the core of who you are. And then you can give that away as a gift. And I'm telling you that what goes around comes around, and kindness comes around, my friend. The way you treat others, the things you say to others, it comes back to you 100%. This isn't an episode on karma, but karma is a real thing, and negative, hurtful, spiteful words and thoughts and actions will 100% come back to you in the way that you act, in the way that you treat yourself, everything. So when you commit to standing for being kind to others in a world where it's not easy, it will make you powerful and it will come around and you will love yourself more for it. There's really no escaping this. And that's why I think that this is seriously a superpower. Just standing for something. It gives you purpose. makes you love yourself more, and it simplifies how you make decisions. 50-50. Are you sold yet? I feel like I'm being a salesman here, but I really do think that this is a no-brainer. It's not easy. It's not easy, but it's a no-brainer. And I think the world needs more people like this. People who are not afraid to stand for something, who are not afraid to stand alone for that thing, who are not afraid to be overlooked sometimes, taken for granted sometimes, but who are committed to smiling because they know they have their North Star. And again, I think it feels good. It feels good to stand for something. You're fighting for it. You're pushing yourself to stand for it. And you always have it there for reference. No one can take it away from you. That's pretty dope, in my opinion. And it makes you happier as you live. You'll have better relationships. You'll treat others and yourself with more love and respect. You'll come to see what you deserve because you'll see it in yourself and how you're living. You'll feel lighter, less judgmental, just by making a simple commitment to stand for something and to use that thing to either say, namaste, or I'm out of here. To simplify how you make decisions, to say, this person, this situation, it deserves my kindness. So here I am. I am showing up. Or you know what? This person, this thing, it doesn't deserve my kindness, my energy. So I'm moving on. I'm out of here. That's a power move. That's a power move you live and learn when you commit to standing for something. So that's it. I'll leave it right there. I hope you found that valuable. I hope you enjoyed it. Hope you find it to be a tasty pocket tot. If you did, I'd love if you'd share this episode with a friend and let me know what you think on Instagram @case.kenny. And until next episode, I'm out.